Mostly fair tonight, then sunny tomorrow and Wednesday, except for some night and early morning fog and low clouds along the coast. The southern mountains and deserts will have some cloudiness with widely scattered afternoon and evening thundershowers. Overnight lows in the basin will be near 65. The highs tomorrow and Wednesday about 85. The APCD predicts light to heavy eye irritation tomorrow, with visibility ranging from 2 to 5 miles, and school smog warnings have been issued for the San Gabriel and Pomona Walnut Valleys. Currently, the temperature in downtown Los Angeles is 81 degrees, at International Airport 72, in Burbank 89, and at Long Beach Airport 83 degrees. This is Chet Martin. Keep fully informed with KFI News.
I shot an arrow into the air, and it stuck. I think I better start that one over. You got to push the buttons here, Dave. You know, the buttons don't push themselves. Here they are. Aren't they pretty? See? On. Off. I'll start it over, huh? Can you back the theme cartridge up? Can't do that. All right. Steve, would you whistle Sentimental Journey like Bobby Haggard?
All right.
Okay. Go right ahead. Well, old tiger, I shot an arrow into the air, and it stuck. Like that gag, you've done it. You've done it better than Aiden. Oh, dear, it's good to see you, or feel you, or know you, even though perhaps we haven't done much of that before. My name's Garraway. I'm the second angel in the row here. And even though I have a few wings on the side, I want you to know that it's mighty handsome and warm to be here, sitting with Steve Allen, who's an old friend of mine, and who's going to answer some questions that I naturally have about being a new... It's Angelino, isn't it? Yes, not a Los Angelin. I almost laid that one out there.
Los Angeles Aruni.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
You know, the names of cities who have residents, the names of the residents, are really quite strange. Like, what is a resident of Phoenix?
A Phoenician.
Yeah.
Having been one.
And who would ever think of the residents of Glasgow in Scotland, for example? This is a very hard one. If you
it's
know this,
tough
you...
one.
Is a Glaswegian.
Glaswegian?
No particular region.
I thought it would be glassblower.
He
it's
might
hard
be.
To say.
Supposing he went down to Liverpool. This is the hardest one of the whole book.
That's the one I just happened to know, but I never would have guessed it. Liverpudlian.
Yeah. I would know somehow that Steve Allen would know about Liverpudlians. I would have been almost confident of that 100%. Steve, what should a fellow do, like my name, who's Garraway, when he comes... from the East, admits that he's an avowed Easterner as far as history goes, has lived there for over 20 years, over 30 years, and over 40, over 50, a long time. What mistakes am I likely to make, do you think, out here, first of all?
Well, you've already made the big one, but there's hope nevertheless. And seriously, it is good to have you here, Dave. We need voices of reason and insanity and entertainment, and I remember your primary word when you'd hold up that hand on television over the years and say peace.
Oh, I remember.
And that's not a bad idea either. It gets to be a better idea every day. But more seriously, I think you'll find this quite the most fascinating place you've ever lived. The fact that you're an out-of-towner or out-of-stater probably puts you in the majority even now.
Oh, I didn't know that. Most people are from non-California.
It seems the case, yes. Most people, if you get talking and say, where are you from, usually they're from someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know at what point they will become the minority. Perhaps, probably not in too many years, because a lot of people are being born here, of course.
Mm, I've noticed that.
But most people of our generation seem to have been born elsewhere in the nation. So you're with a rather large group in being a visitor, a newcomer. But in many ways, Los Angeles and Southern California and this whole state are a different planet from the rest of the country.
I noticed that the attitude they have towards such things as pedestrians is revolutionary. I've almost caused 4 or 5 very serious accidents by stepping off the curb.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody comes to a screaming halt. What would happen to that same Californian had he stepped off the curb in New York City?
He would never touch the ground. He'd be picked off in midair.
It's wild. I want to practice starting a commercial. Can I do that? We're going to have some commercials on this show.
I hope so.
And I understand now that one method is to raise the hand and glance severely in the direction of the commercial.
Do raindrops keep falling on your bed? Do you think you can stop it raining by complaining? Does your wife call you a goof because you won't fix the roof? Think Sears. Sears won't stop it raining, but Sears will install a brand new roof on your home. And right now, for a limited time, the whole new roof can cost as little as $255, including materials and installation. That's right. At Sears, $255 is the full price for 150-pound Dutch lap asphalt-coated shingles installed on a one-story house with a one-quarter pitch straight cable roof, 26 by 36-foot roof size. Other size roofs at similar low Sears prices. Ask about Sears' convenient credit plans, but don't delay. Sears' special offer ends soon. Buy Dutch lap roofing in green pastel, gray, or white. Have it installed by Sears for as little as $255. Call Sears now for a free estimate. All Sears stores are open daily till 9:30 p.m., Sunday hours, noon till 5.
Sunday, September 20th, is a special day.
Hello, this is Wes Parker, first baseman for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Sunday, September 20th, we're honoring perhaps one of the greatest shortstops who ever lived, Maury Wills of the Dodgers. I certainly hope that you'll be out there that day to be with this great man and share his day with him.
Maury Wills KFI Day at Dodger Stadium, Sunday, September 20th. Meet Maury and the Dodger players along with the KFI personalities and see the last Dodgers Sunday home game of 1970, the Dodgers and the Astros. There's a special price for tickets, too, on this special day. 2 for 1. That's right. You can get 2 tickets for the price of 1 by ordering your tickets in advance. Send your request to Dodgers, Box 100, Los Angeles, 90051. Say that you want tickets for Maury Wills KFI Day and then pay for only half of them. Be sure to add 25 cents for mailing and for handling. And be there, Dodger Stadium, for Maury Wills KFI Day, September 20th.
Dave Garraway talking to Steve Allen on, I guess this will become known as the Garraway thing or show or whatever they have. For, you know, we people who just talk, we need more titles like that. You have a thing and it's your own show, which goes on again pretty soon, I understand.
Yes, it starts here in Los Angeles again, Dave, next Monday. Mm-hmm. We're on, I think, just at the time you get off, you're on from 3 to 6 and we mm-hmm. come on the air at 6 on
perfectly
another channel,
done.
Of course.
Well, glad to go along that. I'm getting a little. We have all these new things to mention. A little direction.
Should I get closer to my mic?
I guess so. Yeah. Now you're perfect. Perfect.
Oh, I've got it in my mouth. There we are.
Yeah. All these backstage things are important. That people should know what goes on the other side of the microphone. Otherwise, we don't become real. I understand.
Right.
You're advising me now how to become an Angelino. Don't step off the curb. I mentioned that. What about? Oh, let me say something to you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to mention smog to me?
Well, it'll be evident whether I mention it or not. It was quite heavy yesterday in the valley. I don't know what it was like in other parts of the town.
Well, that line I tried to get in at the opening before I got the microphone opened was, I shot an arrow into the air and it stuck. Applies to New York City. Because New York, Boston, the last two towns I lived in, all the eastern towns have far worse smog than you do. But you know, the reason you get the publicity, and you make it your lips yourselves, I think, is that you can see long distances here. You glance across the valley and 20 miles away you can't see the mountains.
Or very good point.
Up the street 10 miles and you can't see the end of the street. In Boston you can only see 100 feet anyhow.
Yes.
So a little smoke looks bad.
I have not been in any city over, say, 300,000 population in the last 10 years which doesn't have a serious smog problem.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a very perceptive observation on your part, and I'm sure that your listeners can expect to hear that sort of observation seriously for the next year or so, by which time you'll become a jaded Los Angeles resident.
What else will I become jaded about, I wonder?
Well, you probably won't become jaded about anything because you're a very good observer of the social scene, but you'll notice a lot of things differently out here. Things are different, I should say. Politically, the far left and the far right are both considerably nuttier than they are in other parts of the country. And
is there a greater number of them, or are they simply a little louder in each direction?
Probably both, I would think. You'd have to break down into specific questions. Are there more of them here than in Pittsburgh or Cleveland? And in those two comparisons, the answer is yes, there are more of them out here. Great many wealthy people here, a lot of beautiful homes. It's a very beautiful city. And to get back to the smog for a moment, I think the reason you hear so much bitter joking about it here and out-and-out complaining is that it once was not so. Terribly many years ago, this place was like a beautiful, it was like Central Park for miles and miles on the best day that ever was in New York. It was like that every day, literally, except the days it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's kind of a double tragedy. It's like lousing up Hawaii or something. You know, it was once such a paradise.
I noticed that they serve the salad first in restaurants here. Now, that takes a bit of getting used to, or you shift it off to one side and wait for your main course if you're a New Yorker.
That's one way to look at it. Yes, on the other hand, if you prefer salt butter to saltless, it's the norm here.
Oh, I didn't know about that. I'll watch it pretty carefully. Why is it that it seems to be a city ordinance that the interior of any restaurant which you enter in the daytime from outside must be pitch black dark?
I don't
know.
So
close to it.
They're probably up to some nefarious purpose, and they don't want to be observed.
I've been sitting around in nefarious potentials all week long and haven't seen any nefarity yet.
The Brown Derby is murder when you go in midday.
Oh, I just grab for the wall and feel my way along to a seat.
That's the only thing to do. And when you go out, it's the reverse problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Snowblind.
And do you know that you're conducting public larceny in the matter of parking charges in parking lots? I paid a 20-cent parking charge the other day in a lot. In New York City, you have a lien on your automobile by the time you've been there an hour. You know, mm-hmm. Everything is $2, $4, $6 to park a car.
Yes.
I guess you do have a little more space, though, don't you?
A bit more, for a little more time.
And you don't have to sign one. You have to sign now documents in some parking garages in New York that they were not liable for anything at all. And it's not just printed on the card. You sign it, and there we go.
Wow.
And people have been known to find cars without motors when they came back in some of the big garages.
You know the kind of people I really hope are listening to us, because Los Angeles and New York may both be lost causes fairly soon, but the people in medium-sized cities. I visited the city of Antonio a couple of years ago, beautiful city, and they were all head up about growth and progress there. And mm-hmm. I said to them, no, please stop. You've got a great city here. Don't louse it up. You'll get bigger, and pretty soon you'll have smog and riots the whole thing.
I remember Maine used to put on its license plates, come to Maine. Mm-hmm. And supposing everybody had. What a mess.
Yes, we've got to have big signs all over that say, get out of here. Stay where you are.
Sit back and sit down.
Don't go back where you come from. Just don't leave there in the first place.
Well, there just seem to be too many of us, which I guess is an opening into the general ecological circumstances, which I hope that doesn't become a fad, by the way. There's so much ecology talk. Do you think there's a danger of it being talked through and out in a few months?
Yes, that is quite seriously a very real danger because, first of all, there's the existential reality, which is quite serious, and then secondly, there's our emotional reaction to it, hopefully. Then the third stage is the giving vent to this emotional reaction, and for some people, that's the end of the line. They don't go on to the fourth step, which is the process of doing something.
Right. You notice so many of the ecological books and tracts and magazine articles are just, as you said, emotionally venting and terrible, awful, no degree of anything, no gray areas, simply all black and white. And they you can see them choking as they write it down in their pencils. You know, you don't have cabs out here in Los Angeles to speak of. You have, I think, 800 cabs.
Mm-hmm.
New York has 18,000. But there's one thing that's kind of nice about yours. They're not water-soluble. See, New York cabs dissolve in water. One drop, and there's no cab within a mile.
It's tough when it rains. I wrote a cartoon once, which ended up in a book of mine. The first panel shows a door of a big hotel or restaurant in New York, and it's pouring rain, and a lot of people are standing under the thing, and the man is whistling for cabs. And in the second panel, he whistles some more. In the third panel, he whistles some more. In the fourth panel, a cab finally stops, and the doorman gets into it and goes home.
I know a magazine that might have been in. Friend, and I can use that word. It's used in our business a great deal, but it's not as fully accurate as this. But I can say, friend to Steve Allen, I mean it. I promised you you'd get off by 20 because you're going back to do your own show now.
Yes, we tape our first show at 4 o'clock today, so I do have to jump. Dave, seriously, it's great to have you out here, and we'll be listening to you, and I'd like to have you over at the house real soon.
Thank you, friend, very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Carry on.
The Allen Man, who has done more things and thought more thoughts and created more than, I guess, just about anybody in the television and or radio business. He's a 100 threat man, I guess you could call Steve. And he's done each one of them beautifully, I think, and with great grace, too. It's all right to eulogize a guest who can't hear you because they're just outside the studio before they can get to a loudspeaker. That's where you really hear the truth about guests, I think. So he was helping me to become an Angelino, and I hope you'll help me, too. You'll have to live through a few of my mispronunciations. If I come up with La Jolla, just pass on it and don't send me any spitballs the first week. This gave me a chance to do something I wanted to do a long time, I see. Because here's a commercial that says, haven't you always wanted to fly your own airplane? Yes. Well, Aviation Unlimited is offering you the chance to learn to fly with the world's largest flying club. Aviation Unlimited has 11 convenient locations in Southern California. And for less than $600, you can receive your private pilot's course, which includes 20 hours of dual instruction and 20 hours of solo flying. Gee. A qualified instructor and fuel and insurance is also included, plus a lifetime membership in the world's largest flying club, Aviation Unlimited. Okay, for more information anywhere in the 213 area, just dial the word airport for Aviation Unlimited location nearest you, and they'll tell you. And to arrange for a demonstration flight, by the way, for only $3.95. So now you can learn to fly and easily, like you've always wanted to. It's the world's largest flying club, Aviation Unlimited. And we suggest you call today, one of their 11 locations. Gee, when I get a little time off, I think it ought to be next for me.
Saying Miller makes it right. So for a glass of beer that's really deep down good, make your move to Miller.
Don't forget, that's the Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, which is last seen in Wisconsin. It may never change, as far as I know. One of Steve's own tunes that is going bigger every day is coming up in a moment from his Bossa Nova album.
Launches the age of AccuColor. See it soon at your nearest RCA dealer.
Dave Garraway here at 23 minutes after the hour. We had a little Steve Allen music following a little Steve Allen there. And if you'll keep tuned, we have a few more visitors coming through and by, on the telephone maybe, or live. The mayor of the town will be on pretty soon to us. Frank Sinatra is going to call in, and so is Bob Hope, I think, and we're not sure who else, but we'll find out if we stick right here. Would you like to be a stock market insider? It's not too hard. You read the same publication that stockbrokers read, the Western Financial Journal, and you're that direction. The Journal has these exclusive features, one called My Favorite Stock, one called Stock with Potential, one called Look Ahead, Financial Whispers, and What the Analysts Are Saying, and notes by Tom North, and over a dozen other exclusive reports that put you on the inside of the well-known stock market. The Western Financial Journal is the only official publication of the California Society of Registered Representatives. So become a stock insider by subscribing to the Western Financial Journal and receive 24 issues for just $10 for a year. That's reading the same paper you'll be doing that the experts read that way. Call just 938-5177 and start your subscription to the Western Financial Journal. Or write to Western Financial Journal, 4311 Wilshire Boulevard, Los Angeles. The Journal is the fastest-growing financial publication in the country, and it puts you on the inside of that old devil stock market. So right now, while you're thinking about it, is the time to call 938-5177 and to get your free sample copy of the Western Financial Journal. You can call 938-5177 and get that free copy that easily. Doesn't sound too hard, does it? There may be other... If everybody was on the inside, of course, it's like going to the state of Maine. Supposing everybody was on the inside of the stock market, there wouldn't be anybody outside, I guess. I have to keep a few of us outside. I'm on the outside. I found that one out. Well, I'm apologizing for sins I haven't yet committed, and I'll probably commit lots of them. When you start a show in a new city, I think the smartest thing you could do is know that you're not a native and just be a tourist. And at the moment, I'm just a tourist. In fact, I'm going to take the Rubberneck Tours, all of them that go all over Southern California, and just see what the guides say, because I learned in going to other parts of the country that if you can face the fact that you are a tourist and not ask somebody to show you the real inside of Paris or the real lowdown of New York City, you will then find out what the real inside of Paris and the real lowdown of New York City are, because the tourists go there. And the other places exist only in the minds of free spirits. It seems to me there's a freer spirit in Los Angeles among people in general. The so-called New York City pace, and I'm not sure exactly what that consists of. I don't think people do anything much faster. They just do a lot more acting about it and fluttering up and down and buzzing their wings to get it done. And they make more appointments and yell at more cabs and run faster for short distances. But I don't think they get any more done than, from what I can see, you people do out here. Get an awful lot done. I don't see why anybody would ever be unhappy about moving to Los Angeles. And yet people who are back east, I've often heard, come out and don't like it and come back sometimes. But it never seems to happen to Californians. They don't leave California. No one goes away from here. Maybe that's the whole secret right in there. Better get our typewriter going here.
Friends, parents, teachers, and fellow students, as valedictorian of Valley Victoria High School, I would like to express my sincere thanks to that valuable invention that has made my parents' investment in my vocation more valuable. The Valentine, Olivetti's bright red portable typewriter. I visualize the Valentine as I vacate Valley Victoria, for it has provided me a broader vision of the vibrant vicissitudes available for more vivid vistas. I must volunteer that the Valentine typewriter is the most venerable, viewable, valiant, venturesome typewriter in the world. In the words of the famous Latin poet, Veriti, Veritas, Valentine, from Olivetti.
Very thank you, dear. Sounded like that one that Jack Angel was running over the thistles a while ago. I wonder if I could still use my tongue thing. How does it go? The seething sea ceaseth, and it sufficeth me. Therefore the Leith police dismisseth me. He kind of got through it, I think. The seething sea ceaseth, and it sufficeth me. Therefore the Leith police dismisseth me. Yeah, I can still do it. There's a more fun one than that. That's a tongue twister, of course. I know a tongue pleaser, one that just feels good to your tongue when you say the sentence. It's about a lady down in Kentucky who inherited a canal from her father. It was a rather small canal, only wide enough for about 3-4 feet wide, a very small canal. She had a big opening for it and reopened the whole thing up. Her name was Beebe, Mrs. Beebe. Middle name was Esther, and her first name was Phoebe. And people would go talking about how enjoyable it was to go for a ride on the Phoebe BBB New Paducah Canoe Canal. Ooh, around the corners it came out all right. The Phoebe BBB New Paducah Canoe Canal. And if you learn to say that, your mouth feels as though it's had almost a kind of a toothbrush effect after a while. And if you have to become a show business character to live around here, it seems to be just the opposite. I've been here 3 weeks now. I have yet to see anybody I recognize from show business on the street or in restaurants or whatnot. Maybe there aren't any people here anymore in show business. That ought to get a little reaction from somebody or other. No, show business doesn't come out and scream at you and stomp on the head like it does in New York. You walk on the streets there and it seems that you see a lot more people, but not necessarily more reputable, just more show business. I think we'll come to 329 and a half. In fact, we were without much trouble. The temperatures, when last seen, were simply delightful. 81 in Los Angeles, 72 at the airport, 89 in Burbank, 83 in Long Beach, and the weather was sunny. And that's not the only news available right here. KFI, Los Angeles.
Frank Evans, KFI News. County Coroner Dr. Thomas Noguchi has announced today that he will hold a coroner's inquest into the death of Ruben Salazar. The date has been set for September the 10th. Salazar, news director for TV station KMEX and columnist for the Los Angeles Times, was shot in the head on Saturday afternoon by a sheriff's tear gas shell. A district attorney, Abel Younger, had earlier called for such an inquest, saying, "We are anxious for a full and public disclosure of facts surrounding the incident." The sheriff's department delayed for 5 hours the announcement of Salazar's death, and at various conferences and news gatherings today, both station KMEX and the Chicano Moratorium Committee have called for the truth. They are accusing the sheriff's department of using force and brutality and with no prior warning. Law officers were called out again last night in two Mexican-American communities in Southern California. In Wilmington, 100 officers were summoned to break up a crowd of 500 persons, and in Riverside, 4 policemen were shot and wounded. The Tate-LaBianca murder trial has been recessed until tomorrow morning due to the continuing illness of defendant Susan Atkins. Ms. Atkins is complaining of pains apparently caused by a cyst, which has bothered her since 1968. Her pains resulted in an abbreviated court session on Friday, and today her attorney, Day Shin, said that Ms. Atkins' condition had worsened.
Friday she was examined by, I think it was a Dr. Ballard at County Hospital. Gave her about a 10 or 15 minute examination. And he sent her back to Silver Brand. And then when she got back to Silver Brand, she was put in the infirmary. And she was given these pain pills right along. And this morning when I called Silver Brand to find out whether or not she's going to make it to court, they said that she may be in a wheelchair coming to court. But when I saw Susan Atkins, she says she didn't want the wheelchair. She was walking with the help of 2 other people.
Shin explained Ms. Atkins will be examined this afternoon at County USC Medical Center by gynecologist Dr. Charles Ballard. The attorney refused to speculate if an operation to remove the cyst might be necessary, but he did say such an operation would cause a 2-week delay in the trial. The Pentagon announced today that California suffered the most of any state in the nation in the recent cuts in defense spending, primarily because of the cutbacks in the aerospace industry. However, California still ranks first in prime military contracts that have been received. The state's portion of defense spending is now about 19.6%. The Salinas Valley growers are vowing to hold out against the United Farm Workers Union despite the defection of the valley's biggest grower. 1,000 workers went back to work on that one farm. Meantime, George Meany, president of the AFL-CIO, today said that officially the 5-year-long table grape strike and boycott had ended. I'll have sports and the weather right after this.
There's more to water than just wet. For the sake of your children, you ought to know drinking water can help fight tooth decay. According to the Journal of the American Dental Association, drinking water with fluorine can reduce tooth decay up to 64%. But most of the tap water in Southern California does not contain the recommended amount of fluorine. That's why children should drink 8 glasses a day of Arrowhead Puritas fluoridated water, even if they're now using a fluoridated toothpaste. For maximum protection, use fluoridated water in all cooking and food preparation, and visit the dentist regularly. And don't forget, besides helping protect young teeth against tooth decay, Arrowhead Puritas fluoridated water is the perfect drinking water for your whole family. Phone today to order Arrowhead Puritas fluoridated water, because there's more to water than just wet.
For Arrowhead Puritas service, call Richmond 7-6131. That's Richmond 7-6131. In KFI sports, the Dodgers and Angels are both idle today. The Dodgers open a series tomorrow in Atlanta with a twilight doubleheader against the Braves, airtime on KFI, 2:40 tomorrow afternoon with Chuck Bennett and Batter Up. The Los Angeles Rams are one of two teams with a perfect 4-0 record after this past weekend's games. The Rams beat the San Diego Chargers on Saturday night in San Diego. This Saturday night, they take on the Houston Oilers at the Rose Bowl. In the NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers have acquired veteran forward Fred Hetzel on waivers from the expansion Portland Trail Blazers, and this will beef up the front line of the Lakers in their upcoming season at the Forum. In the National Hockey League, the Pittsburgh Penguins announced today that Jean Pronovost has signed his contract for the coming season. He's the second player to come to terms. The weather for Los Angeles and vicinity continued sunny through Wednesday. Some early morning low clouds and fog near the coast. Little temperature change. The highs Tuesday and Wednesday 85, the low tonight 65. Currently at the Civic Center, it is 81 degrees. This is Frank Evans. Keep fully informed with KFI News.
Dave Garraway here on the Garraway Thing afternoons now on KFI between 3 and 6 within reason. I hope it's within reason. You'll have to go along and find that out slowly as I shall.